is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, January 15th, and this is after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today is Wednesday. That means it's Man Down Mashup Wednesday. Mm-hmm. That means we combine both shows and we analyze the news. A lot of things are trending. Whilst I was driving here, I heard Aaron talking about, or at least introducing, one or two topics. However, I want to talk soberly about something. Mm-hmm. Something is trending on social media that made me pause. And mind you, I'm still viewing. It's a video. I'm still viewing it, and it got my emotions up. I say, no, I can talk about this today. And I say, it's Man Down Wednesday.
It's not the video about the car accident.
You talk about traffic.
I know. I just saw a number of videos.
It's a video about the police. Two police officers. Young recruits type police officers. To my listening audience, and of course, those who don't trend and follow social media as much as I do, right? Because social media is my business, right? Two police officers came across a gentleman. The gentleman seems to have issues. When I say issues, mental issues. Seems to me. I don't know, right? And they try to subdue him. They try to subdue him, but this man had the strength of legion. It seems like he lift and fling around those police officers like they were rag dolls. I mean, he cut their behind. It was viciously. And the video of the police being assaulted as they tried to subdue this gentleman for whatever cause, right, was being recorded by Bahamians. It's about maybe upward to 20 Bahamians watching.
Milling about on the scene, yeah.
Yeah, making jokes. Get the police officer type jokes. Mash the police officer type jokes, right? And I'm looking, saying, something got to be wrong with us. And I'm going to finish, Aaron. Let me rant first. I can let you comment on that. Tears coming down my eyes, right? Saying, I remember when a young girl, she was walking home at 6 p.m., 5:30, 6 p.m., from after someone jumped at her and viciously attacked her, molested her, raped her, and killed her. I remember an elderly woman, a senior woman, 70 plus, coming home from church, right? That as she entered her house to go upstairs, someone coming from the dark and grab her and slap her down, throw her down, viciously sexually assaulted her, and killed her. I remember when a lady was on a bus, all she wanted to do was go to work, you know. All she wanted to do was go to work, and she'd come off the bus to go walk to the gas station to buy whatever she had to buy, and someone just jump her and beat her to a pulp. And then I see a video of police trying to subdue, right? And then we have behemoths, when we know that women are being attacked, viciously attacked. The only thing with saving us, our loved ones, my loved ones, from being attacked viciously and being murdered and molested and raped is the police. And people have the time to say, kiki, 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 kiki. I can't be kiki heeing. I can't be recording to say, hey, stop. You know, I am concerned. I'm concerned about our psyche. the psyche of reasonably mind, because we have some criminal elements out there, I expect criminal elements to be criminal, but reasonably thinking Bahamians and their antics of saying, this is funny, look how the police is getting thrown down and beat up, and I intervene, I can let them do whatever it is, and chair, in fact, I'm going to chair the assailant on, right, in this time like this. I concern, man. But I want to end with this. At this present time, the commissioner, former commissioner, because I know we have a good, decent woman commissioner of police now. The former commissioner of police did not allow, or did not allow police officers to carry tasers. I think tasers are still against the law in the Bahamas. Women are not allowed to carry tasers. You might buy it illegally from that place in the mall who would sell tasers still. And any kind of shock thing. But if I was a police officer, Aaron, you looking at me? You got to look at my eyes. So I want to see my seriousness in my eyes. I would have shocked that Negro. I would have shocked him until he stopped moving. And then so, because.
Thank you. Let me speak now. No.
I would have shocked him.
Let me speak
I
now.
I would have shocked him.
Let me speak now. Let me go ahead.
I would have shocked him, Aaron.
I appreciate the sentiment that you share with us.
You want to shock him?
I appreciate the sentiment that you are sharing with us about the public's response to what they were observing, right? But I fear that you may be mischaracterizing the individual who the police were attempting to detain for the purpose of making the point. The point is important.
That you're going to shock him?
Listen, the question is, are we going to less than lethal? Because it's not non. Uh-huh. See, there's a difference between non-lethal and less than lethal, right? A taser has the potential of killing an individual, right? That you're going to tase somebody because you are embarrassed that you are unable to detain them. Eric, is a problem.
Let me give you a scenario. No, let you respond to this. This is a scenario. The police was there.
Because I still ain't finished responding.
They had two options.
Yeah.
To subdue him. They either could subdue him physically, which they couldn't, or shoot him. That's only two options. Sustain him, grab him, which they couldn't, or shoot him. Two options.
Pause.
They don't have the
option. There is a third option, to determine whether the force applied is commensurate with the threat posed by the individual. See, this is the thing.
Cut me behind.
And so, shame and embarrassment does not warrant you
shock him. I would have tasered him and he wouldn't have moved no more.
The problem is that a taser is a weapon that can be lethal.
I was going to lethalize him then.
You still have to ask the question, as an officer, does the threat posed war I am about to levy. You cannot risk killing a person because you're embarrassed that you were unable to subdue and detain them.
He was embarrassed. He got cut behind. I would have, if the permission of police to allow police to have billies, that's called billies? What do you call it?
The billy stick? Club?
I would have stick him. I would have stick him across his head. He wouldn't have moved no more. I would have clobbered him a couple times. I'm just telling you, Aaron.
Across,
lucky I know police, no.
Across,
lucky I know reserve. I would have clobbered him.
Across his head will then warrant you sitting and facing the question, was the threat posed sufficient to warrant the force levied? And shame, see, because when we look into the video, here's what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an individual who was not attempting to harm the police, but attempting to get away from them. I didn't see an individual attempting. Now, it's possible that they did earlier.
You saw the police uniform? You look at that politician who's threw the mace out with all the sleeves cut off, but get pulled off. He looked like him. All the police uniform was mashed up.
I don't know why you want to have this conversation right now, but why are you talking about an officer that looked like he was wearing his Grammy cardigan? He looked like he was wearing a cardigan, a button-down sweater. Mr. Newry.
Police issue sweater.
You sure they issue it? Because you would see the police number placed where it's supposed to be on the force-issued sweater. It should always be is the threat posed sufficient to warrant the force that I want to levy? Is the force that I'm about to levy commensurate with the threat posed? To suggest that you're justified in tasing and potentially risking killing somebody because ultimately you were unable to detain them, you need to go home.
Aaron, if we were walking on that Carmichael Road stretch and we hear that little girl scream out, help, I pray you come and join me as I taser him. I would have taser him. I would have get my billy and I would have billy him. I tell you, Aaron, I would have billy him and I hope you help me hold him down as I billy him.
Are the two incidents the same, Miss Newry?
They look identical to me, Aaron.
They look identical to you.
But I nearsighted.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. But if I had come home late at night, Aaron, on E Street and saw that person attacking that elderly woman, you bet your bottom daughter I wasn't going to tase him.
I just want you to
know. I would have tased him.
I just want you to know who you're talking to.
Yeah, just making sure.
Because, you know, in my household, every other night I'm reminded, Aaron, you are not in a movie.
Okay, what about
pepper spray? You're not a white person. Why are you going to look outside to find out what that noise is?
What about pepper spray? Can I at least pepper spray him? Because you're not glue. You're not allowed to pepper spray people.
There's a difference between pepper spray and a taser, Mr.
So give the police permission to pepper spray, because pepper spray is not allowed on the police force either. Give the police the permission to carry pepper spray if they cannot hold the assailant down, then we pepper spray his face.
The police should have non-lethal tools.
So there we go.
Yes, but the taser is...
I move on to pepper spray now.
Okay then.
Okay, I want to pepper spray him.
Sure.
So he couldn't move no more.
See, but the point that you make about what did the people watching do, what were they saying, what were they doing, that's very important.
They look and laugh.
But it appeared to me as if the lives of the officers were not at threat. This was not an individual who was attempting to overpower police officers to remove their weapons, to use their weapons against them, to use their weapons against other people on the scene. It just looked like a boy who doesn't have any respect for police officers who cannot carry themselves. Mm. And when I say carry themselves, what I mean is that do not know how to de-escalate a situation. Right? That's it. We're not making fun of the police officers. We're not trivializing the matter. But what I saw on the video did not suggest to me that the officers' lives were at risk or that anybody on the scene, except for the individual who was attempting.
I would have pepper spray him.
To flee.
Since you said I can't tase him, I would have pepper spray him, Aaron. I would have pepper after the first hit.
I had to pepper spray someone. I had to empty my pepper spray on someone who refused to stop coming after me.
You know it's against the law, right?
Oh, you know what else is against the law? They were threatening to rape me. I mean, they told me what they were going to do to me.
Then you pepper spray them then.
I mean, I just want you to know I had to empty my pepper spray on them. So I appreciate what you're saying.
If I was there with you, Aaron, I would have tased him.
I want you to understand.
I would have tased him for you.
I left the scene. Hold on. I, being aware that the dynamic in the space had changed, mm-hmm. I began making my way to the exit. Mm-hmm. When I emptied my pepper spray on the person, mm-hmm. I was on the other side of the fence, and they were attempting to climb over the fence directly next to me. The pepper spray worked. That's what stopped them. Mm-hmm. The point is, though, Mr. Newry, mm-hmm. that the force levied has to be commensurate with the threat posed.
I just want the police to have options. It can't be just a gun. The hand, physically hand, and the gun. That's the only two options they have right now. Because the pepper spray is not an option. The billy is not an option. And the taser is not the option. So therefore, we need to give our police officers other options.
That's moot. Hold on. That's moot, Mr. Newry. Because in Great Britain, in the United Kingdom, where knife crime, right? Where knife and bladed weapon crime is at crisis level, they train police officers to disarm people with knives. Which is a close contact interaction. So what I'm saying is that I agree with you. The police should have more options. The question is, who is training the police? How are they being trained? What are they prepared for? Are you telling me that you are training officers to rely primarily on a weapon to stop someone that does not obey your verbal command?
Mm.
Right?
I know if you ever fight Legion, it's be like 100 or 1,000 of them in that one body. You can't fight them. no matter how much Bruce Lee you know. You can't fight Legion. You shoot them.
Mr. Nuri, Legion?
Yeah, Legion.
It's not a citizen. It's not a... What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what I talking about?
You can't fight Legion.
Legion. It's a couple of them.
So what you're telling me is he... If we determine, once we arrive on the scene, that it appears that the individual is under possessed. The influence of a intoxicant. Don't talk about possessed.
You don't believe in possession?
I didn't ask you anything about possession. What I tell you is seen and you determine that the individual
is possessed.
Is in a state where they are unable to control themselves. Mm-hmm. It appears as if they are under the control of an intoxicant, potentially a narcotic.
Or supernatural forces.
Or they are in the midst of a mental breakdown. Then there are protocols and procedures. There's a way that you're supposed to identify the state of the individual.
Or ask who you're speaking to. So they can tell you this is Legion.
Mr. Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when you started this conversation and you said you wanted to talk about it soberly.
Yes.
I said, pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
Like I figured.
See, you don't believe in possession. I would have.
It doesn't matter.
I can't tase him, but I would have pepper sprayed him.
It doesn't matter what I believe in. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what the police officer believes in. All that matters is police procedures and what they are instructed to do. Mm-hmm. And officers should be trained and instructed to assess, make a primary assessment, determine whether the person in an altered state, whether it's intoxicants or mental breakdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the question that they constantly have to ask themselves is this person's actions right now posing an immediate threat to life or grievous harm to people in the area, including myself?
Too much contemplation. This text says, "See."
Well, then you can't be a police officer if you can't contemplate that.
That's what I was saying. I can't be no police officer because I would have tased him. I tell you now, I would have tased him. You couldn't have hit me like that. You don't hit me, you know. I take, you don't know. I'll rock and cabottle you. So this says, "CA, we don't need police officers like you then. You only shoot to kill. I scared of guns. Anyone know me? Scared of guns. But I'll tase you when there's a threat to that. I have no respect for police anymore. See, this person is a problem, right? I'm signing in and could potentially go to jail for taking a piece of paper from a police or Royal Bahamas Police Force has shown they have no integrity, sense, and can't be trusted. Yeah, you have issues with the police. I see that.
And even the former commissioner of police, yeah. Fernanda, acknowledged, right, that and I will paraphrase, that there's corruption has taken root in the force. See, corruption is different from criminal. Corrupt means like broken. It's not working the way something has contaminated it. Doesn't mean criminal. Anybody could see that the force is corrupt. Police officers don't follow traffic controls anymore. They don't have controls anymore. They just ignore. Anyway, let me not talk about my personal experience.
This text says, start from the beginning. Why was the gentleman being stopped? Was the gentleman agitated? What did the police do to de-escalate the situation? Did they stop and listen and empathize, or did they do like they always do? Denzel Washington, him. With, I'm the police. King Kong ain't got nothing on me. Then throw the behemoth cut behind your lockup on him. Like I said, if it was me, I would have tased him. But you say taser is not good? Then I would have pepper spray him when he started fisticuffing with me.
I didn't say that pepper spray is not good. What I said is that it is paramount. You have to determine whether the threat posed warrants the level of force that you're going to apply.
There's a Jamaican movie, I think Top Shotters.
And you mean Shotters?
Yeah. And they had the police officer there who had the mic who said, back up, we're calling for backup. You ever call the police at night? They don't come. So you imagine the police saying, backup, again, cut behind here, backup, squatty. I would have pepper sprayed the bay. I'm just saying, that's me. That's why I can't be no reserve. Because I differ. I believe in you to respect the police. If the police say stop, you stop. You say, what happened to that officer? But you follow directions. If you want to talk back to the police.
Even if it results in 3 years of no police showing up to the court to deal with the thing that they wrote that didn't make any sense. I mean, I just talking things I know.
You themselves going to call for backup, eh?
No, I'm that set that stops for the police. Mm. I could be honest with you. I'm that set that stop when the police, like they flag you down in the road. I stop for them. And then when they say, you wasn't maintaining the lane. And then I say, well, sir, that is what is required if you're going to overtake. Oh, you didn't overtake properly. And I was like, okay, first of all, there are the broken lines in the road. Second of all, I use my hand signal and my light signal. Mm. I mean, I'm just saying, so what does overtaking properly mean?
But let's go read what else is said in news. This last text says, good day, CA and Aaron. Did you notice that all of the senior police are overweight? I know they're big. I mean, from the head goes down. I mean, after you get that high superintendent position, you tend to eat three meats. There's a party all day for the senior police officers. So you expect them to be a certain size, right? But I did notice that all of our senior police officers, thick.
Mm-hmm.
From the top straight down, they all thick. I don't know if that's a critique that I should mention. Be calling people thick or not, but they're all thick. I think we have no senior police officer who's.
It's difficult to say do as I say and not as I do when you can't even do as you're supposed to do.
Mm.
I just saying.
Before we transition, let's have this phone call in and we'll talk whatever you want to talk about. I see all kind of things happening. But yeah, let's go to this phone call. Good morning, Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is with me.
Yes, good morning, Guardian Radio. How are y'all doing this morning?
I am
good,
thank doing you, well. Sir.
Good. Let me say something.
Mm-hmm.
I hear they were talking about gangs in West North, right?
Mm-hmm.
Biggest gang has been broken up.
Be very careful
how I tread and what I
yeah.
say. I believe the biggest bank has been broken. The biggest gang has been broken up.
Okay.
You see how calm things are beginning to be around here?
Mm.
I know what you're trying to say.
Don't try to say it anymore, though.
God bless you.
Blessings, sir.
You believe in conspiracy theories.
It's hard to say because I'm not sure what he said. And
you believe
so,
in conspiracy theories. That's what you're doing.
I mean, you'd have to understand what he believed to say that it's... I don't even...
Yeah.
Let us yeah. go. All right, Mr. Nuri, there are headlines. I want to start with this one. I read the first two paragraphs. Government pays $1 million after U.S. firm claims breach of contract in today's Nassau Guardian.
I wanted to talk about this.
All right, I'm read again from the beginning. A U.S. firm yesterday withdrew its lawsuit against the government of the Bahamas after the Davis administration met its, quote, obligation, close quotes, under a letter of intent. That's an LOI.
Yes, we know about LOIs. It conjures up some images.
To pay Burke Energy Solutions $1 million for failing to enter a solar power purchase agreement, PPA, as it had committed to do.
So our government committed to sign some kind of contract with some foreign kind of solar equipment and we reneged on it or decided not to do it?
It appears. So we can read through the article to determine exactly what happened. Okay. Quote, we are pleased to announce that the government has fulfilled its obligation under the agreement, close quote, said Ed Patrickoff Jr., attorney for Burke Energy, responding to a Nassau Guardian inquiry yesterday. Quote, as a result, we are dismissing our lawsuit. We look forward to moving beyond this matter and remain committed to our mission of bringing clean, reliable solar energy to the islands. Which islands?
I don't know.
Hold on, which island? Pause. Which islands? These islands?
So,
did you just sued our government?
He sued our government.
And then they had to say, okay, yeah, we saw that. Yeah. Sorry, here's $1 million. And you think you're going to continue working
of
here?
Of course. You remember, picture the unions people and their LOI, their agreement. And
no, that's MOU are mistaken.
I understand the letters. Mm-hmm. But a picture of Bahamians said, we have an agreement with the government. And you say, government, we have an agreement with you. You got to fulfill that. And the government say, tough. But however, when the foreigners come, they sue. And they, you see what I mean? This is why behemoths get frustrated. You know? They're saying different things for different folks, man. You all benefit. But finish reading, man.
And remain committed to our mission of bringing clean, reliable solar energy to the islands. Our focus remains on fostering sustainable growth and delivering energy solutions that benefit the community for generations to come, close quotes. Under the LOI, which the Davis administration entered into in December 2022, the parties agreed to explore the feasibility through a solar feasibility study that would define the technical and economic feasibility for a solar photovoltaic project throughout the the Bahamas.
Well, finish reading, because I want to know what the government promised them that they didn't fulfill.
Listen, the parties agreed to explore the feasibility through a solar feasibility study.
What?
That would feasibility for a solar photovoltaic project throughout the Bahamas. So let's
and
see.
And they still sue us?
Hold on, let's see if it anything more. The intent was for the feasibility study to provide a preliminary scope of solar services under a PPA such that BERC and or an affiliated entity would finance, build, own, operate, and maintain the solar photovoltaic system on the government's property for 20 years at no capital cost to the government and with no maintenance cost or performance risk to the government, all while providing warranties and providing energy cost savings from the first day of operation.
And they sue us for that?
The LOI states, quote, if for any reason the parties do not enter into a solar power purchase agreement other than the material breach of this LOI by BERC, the Bahamas, that's the customer, will pay BERC $1 million as liquidated damages and not as a penalty. Hold on. If for any reason the parties do not enter into a solar power purchase agreement,
I don't like this deal.
Other than material breach of this LOI by BERC, the Bahamas will pay BERC $1 million U.S. as liquidated damages and not as a penalty, close quotes. In a formal demand letter addressed to Donella Bowie in the Ministry of Energy and Transport last August, the law firm representing BERC, Kerwin Norris, advised that BERC began exploring the opportunity to collaborate on renewable energy projects in the Bahamas in 2019.
I want you to read that again, because I want to know who is the minister of this transport. I want to know who is the minister of transport who caused all of this. Now, read it again.
I mean, pause, stop.
What?
Stop.
I just want to know.
Let's strike that sentence.
No, I want to read that again. No, I want to read that again. Read that again. You can't be striking on the news.
No, I can read it. I don't have a problem.
I saw a guardian. I want you to read it.
I can read it.
Then I can ask a question.
It's your sentence I want you to strike.
I can't strike it. I heard you read it.
Pepper spray then.
Okay.
Pepper spray. That's for me.
I might just ask again, though.
Okay, no problem.
Read it again.
In a formal demand letter addressed to Donella Bowdy, permanent secretary in the Ministry of Energy,
Ministry of Energy and Transport.
Last August.
Not again.
The law firm representing BERC,
not again,
Kerwin Norris, advised that BERC began exploring the opportunity to collaborate on renewable energy projects in the Bahamas in 2019. But obviously, look at the language. They began to opportunity to collaborate.
And then sue us.
That right there is worth $1 million. That sentence.
Just explore it.
Due to the unforeseen impact of the pandemic, progress was initially delayed, the law firm said. So would it be wrong of me to infer that this suggests that even the pandemic, an act of God?
That's what it says. But this now seems like it's pre this administration. Because the pandemic was not.
Right, they say they began exploring the opportunity to collaborate on renewable energy projects in the Bahamas in 2019.
Okay, that's just exploring it. Okay, go ahead.
Exploring the opportunities to collaborate.
Okay.
Again, due to the unforeseen impact of the pandemic, progress was initially delayed, the law firm said. It added that from September 2022 to April 2024, BERC made multiple trips to the Bahamas to further this endeavor. They put that in a lawsuit. Like, you ain't see how many times I traveled back and forth to go talk to them?
People like travel.
They put that in the lawsuit.
Yeah.
On December 14th, 2022, BERC said BERC and the government executed the LOI and a mutual non-disclosure agreement and an NDA.
That means we can't even talk about it because we don't know what we're being talked about. Secret. I don't like secrets.
To conduct a feasibility study on Exuma, Eleuthera, and Cat Island as potential sites for its work. Quote, In adherence to the LOI, Burke has incurred substantial expenses related to travel, lodging, and other necessary activities to facilitate this project, except for private inter-island transportation provided by the Bahamas. I would imagine that I go into the island to go look for a man because the birth rates are down on the island. I prepare to get married and make baby. And I go into the island to look for a man, and I tell the woman them on the island that they must pay for my trip?
That's what I'm saying, that our government got to pay for their investment too. Drive them up and down. Anyway, go ahead. Finish reading the thing, man.
All right. Quote, in adherence to the LOI, Burke has incurred substantial expenses related to travel, lodging, and other necessary activities to facilitate this project, except for private inter-island transportation provided by the Bahamas, close quotes, the law firm said. Quote, imagine you suing me for money that you paid to me. I'm just saying, imagine if that's what is actually happening here, because I don't know what's happening. Quote, additionally, Burke has invested significant time and resources into developing proposals and a feasibility study, including detailed designs for diesel backup generators, which were the agreed upon generator form as per the feasibility study. This is a solar project, right?
Yes.
Okay. Quote, despite the LOI granting Burke the right of first refusal, what do you mean the LOI give them, the foreigner, the right of first refusal?
Well, doing all the feasibility
doesn't the study. Government always have the right of first refusal?
No. Go ahead. Finish reading the thing, man.
Despite the LOI granting Burke the right of first refusal, Burke has become aware that 4 to 5 other contractors have been awarded contracts in Eleuthera and Exuma for similar work.
How is that even possible? I see why they're mad now. But let's go. Let's finish reading.
Quote, please be advised that the use of Burke's designs by any other contractor would constitute a breach of the confidentiality provisions of the LOI and the party's NDA, close quotes. The law firm states that after 16 months of negotiations and efforts, on April the 2nd, 2024, Burke received an email from Christina Alston, Director of Energy and Sustainability Initiatives, in the Office of the Prime Minister, requesting a complete redesign from a diesel engine design to a low-pressure gas engine design. Quote, Burke advised the Bahamas against this change as gas engines are less robust, have shorter lifespans, slower ramp-up times, require more units, and necessitate larger building structures, which would alter the entire design, close quotes, the law firm said. Quote, nonetheless, Burke revised its designs accordingly and consulted its supplier to accommodate these changes, close quotes. On April 29th, 2024, Alston sent an email to Burke advising, quote, the Energy Committee approved this past week to proceed with your proposed solutions for Cat Island, close quotes. The law firm said that on July 24th, 2024, during an in-person meeting with 24-plus representatives from the government, including the Ministry of Energy and Transport and Bahamas Power and Light, the government agreed to provide Burke with an executed term sheet by Friday, July 26, 2024, but reneged on its commitment a few days later. The law firm said that on July 31st, 2024, the permanent secretary sent a letter to Burke stating that the parties have been unable to reach an agreement and that the Bahamas would instead issue an open request for proposals for Cat Island and invited Burke to participate in this RFP process. Burke's lawyers said was issued by the Bahamas on August 2nd, 2024 and constitutes a material breach of the exclusivity provision of the LOI, which states, quote, customer, the Bahamas, agrees that it will not itself or through any agent, broker, representative, or affiliate directly or indirectly solicit, evaluate, or accept any offer from, negotiate with, or enter into any solar PPA or equivalent with any party other than Burke during the duration of this LOI, close quotes.
I understand.
The law firm said, quote, furthermore, upon reviewing the RFP, it is evident that the terms are impossible for a foreign investor to comply with, including the requirement to relinquish 50% ownership of the plant after providing 100% of the financing for its construction. But, the the terms are impossible for an investor to comply with, but you need to give us 50% ownership of an entity in our country that you can't pick up and put in any suitcase. There is no suitcase large enough for you to take the whole project home with you. We ultimately have to live with any environmental, the consequences of any environmental incidents that happen. Anyway, that's something I would never put in a PPA or PPP or SVP or SWV or SVU.
It is what it is. This is our best negotiators doing this, by the way.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe this is the best, most competent amongst us doing this negotiation?
No. Quote, in light of these circumstances, Burke is formally demanding that the Bahamas fulfill its obligation under the LOI to pay Burke USD $1 million in liquidated damages. Would that mean cash?
Yeah, I guess so. It sounds cash.
I see
where they're concerned.
This amount is due as per the mutually agreed terms of the LOI, given that the Bahamas has expressly informed Burke in writing it will not be entering into a solar PPA with Burke, close quotes. In that August letter, Burke's lawyer said the firm expected payment to be made in full within 10 business days of the Bahamas receiving the letter in August. What happened in September? You know what happened in September?
What happened in September?
Apparently, it's a big money talk. Mm. I'm not a big, small money person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they said that the deficit for that period, like the expenditure for that period was triple what it was in the period before. Like, mm-hmm. So for that September, the last year of September, it tripled?
Yeah, travel. There's a lot of traveling. But let's go. There's a lot of traveling.
Mm. I didn't see any traveling in this. In that August letter, Burke's lawyer said the firm expected payment to be made in full within 10 business days of the Bahamas receiving the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, failure to comply with this demand will result in Burke pursuing all available legal remedies to enforce its rights under the LOI. Close mm-hmm. quotes, law firm said. I thought LOIs weren't even like legally binding. Isn't that what somebody tried to tell us the other day?
It is what it is.
Come LOI, on. Do believe my memory is failing me?
I remember they saying it.
A series of emails exchanged between Patrikov and Financial Secretary Simon Wilson, which was circulated on social media last week.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it on social media?
No, someone need to inbox me that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's been doing leaking these files and thing, man.
Showed that months later, the government had not yet paid the $1 million. Do we have to pay interest on it?
Wait, I remember seeing some kind of document with that name in it. And let me go up to my...
Let me see.
Oh, wow.
Some lawsuit. I saw that.
It showed that months later, the government had not yet paid the $1 million. Who should pay the interest? Not me. On December 10th, 2024, Patrikov wrote Wilson, quote, I am following up regarding the full payment confirmation that you indicated would be sent by the end of last week. As of today, we have not received the confirmation of the full payment of $1 million that is owed by the government of the Bahamas to our client, Burke Energy Solutions, LLC. Quote, if the payment confirmation is not provided by the end of this week, please be advised that we have been authorized by our client to pursue litigation to address this matter, close quotes. Wilson responded, quote, the payment is being processed, close quotes. Oh, boy. Pause. Let's let the weight of those words hit the mic one more time.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Quote, the payment is being processed.
Being processed.
Close quotes. But not forthcoming, Burke's lawyers filed action in the federal district court for the Southern District of Florida.
How you can sue us in the United States? How you can sue us in the United States?
Whoever they suing need to move to the United States.
Clearly,
to be honest with
you. Can't be suing us.
They don't know they're not suing me.
Who money?
They are not suing me.
You can see who money they can use.
They suing somebody
call
named
them, you.
Tiffany's name, but
finish,
not
read the
Aaron's.
Article, call her, and you can call back. We can have you go. As soon as she finishes, it's you. So you can call, and we'll put you on
we
on
almost
hold.
At the end of this article right here.
So call back now. We put you on hold, and then you'll comment right after that.
After he was contacted by the Nassau Guardian, Patrikov advised that the lawsuit was withdrawn after the payment was received from the government. It is not clear exactly when the government paid the money. The Nassau Guardian was unable to... You know what else is not clear? How much they paid, because if it was due in August and the Biden tell them they had 10 days to pay it and we talking about it right now.
Some minister needs to explain what happened. Whoever the minister is responsible needs to explain what happened.
Speaking of Burke, Patrikov said Okay, it is not clear exactly when the government paid the money. The Nassau Guardian was unable to reach Wilson, and I presume Simon Wilson, financial secretary, on Monday and yesterday after repeated attempts. Speaking of Burke, Patrikov said yesterday, quote, they would be pleased to continue to work with the government of the Bahamas. We had this little bump. We're over the bump. Now we want to continue on a good path. Close quotes. I have never, ever felt prompted to say this, but I am so sorry that we may be unable to work with
you. You didn't get that million. Mm. Say thanks.
With the million.
Yeah, you win. We can talk with whoever the minister is and deal with them now. Let's go to the caller there, Aaron. Good morning, Guiding Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. Aaron just finished reading.
Yeah, we paid $1 million out. That's talking away. It seems as if it's so anybody could just come in the Bahamas and milk the Bahamian people, the people that handle our business for us, and just taking our money foolishly in an immature manner.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to give an account, or should give an account. Other thing is, right, this bunch of cancer that are happening in the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
right? Especially in the Yale area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody got to pay off for Bahamas Electricity or BPL pushing all that water through oil through that water in that area, what gets in the soil and in the atmosphere, and the people in that area are getting sick with cancer and stuff like that, and nothing are being said. Something got to give. And those people in government, or the majority of them, they have got to stop thinking the Bahamian people stupid and come out clean, because a lot of us know what's happening in that area. I used to, when I was a little boy, we used to go in the ditch and swim, okay? And the ditch was oily, okay, from the electricity company, okay? And it got into the soil, and that's why so much people in that area has cancer. That's my observation, and that's my belief, and that's what I was told, okay? Now, something got to give. We're tired of this foolishness, this dirt what they're doing to the poor people. It's indecent. Okay. And somebody got to stand up and tell us the truth. And if they don't want to tell us the truth or pay restitution, get out of the house of a family. Just as serious as that.
Thank you for Ms. Bremer.
We vote. And our people got to wake up.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Bremer.
Thank you so kindly for your time.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely, Bremer.
Let me ask you this, Aaron. Before more people come and call, should there be an explanation of what by someone in authority, whoever it is? I say the minister needs to come to us, but maybe whoever the director, what lady name they use, the director?
Christina Alston.
Alston.
Christine Alston.
Surely Alston needs to come and give an account, point by point, on what transpired and why we had to pay this penalty.
Man, Mr. Nuri, it's more than that, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody who was a part of the unveiling of the new era in energy reform in the Bahamas need to be on that stage when the explanations are being given. Because it's not just that this happened, right? But it happened as a part of the new era. Mm. Ain't nothing new here. It seemed like a Alstom.
Oh, I remember that.
2.0.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll come back. Hopefully, we'll speak more on this, but we have one or two more issues in the news that we just want to hash out, make the Bahamian people aware of what's happening. That story have me feeling some type of way. We need to investigate some more. Guiding Radio AM in the morning. We'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody would
happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody...
Reiterate 8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Pender Skying, a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain. Comes in four colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Green. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky series comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky series at Pender Tile.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Thank you very much, Aaron, for reading that article. I want to do a summary of that before we move to any place else in our last 15 minutes. You mentioned this new course of action for new energy, and apparently we dropped the ball.
Let's not even go there first. What are we doing signing another LOI? Like, see, when people attempted to interrogate what happened with the LOI, and the political narrative has shut down every single conversation. My most favorite one is he crossed the floor now. It don't even matter. He crossed the floor now. It don't even matter, right? But here we are with another LOI popping up in another situation that requires clarity. And we should not be getting the clarity from the lawyers of the company that sued our government. We should be getting clarity from our state actors who were involved in this matter. Why? See, because here's the thing. You had an LOI with Renwood Wells. LOI, do believe you didn't explain that properly. All this partisan foolishness, he crossed the floor and now we ain't arguing no more, right? Now you have an LOI and an NDA.
No undisclosure. We ain't got no information on this.
How did we move from a bad LOI to now an LOI with an NDA. So now, the people can't even call it bad because what's in it.
We can't even interrogate it because it's
unless the aggrieved party tells us what's in it, and then look at what's on their face when they come to talk to us. Yeah, we sued y'all for $1 million. Yeah, y'all completely and totally breached the contract. But we just want you to know that we enjoyed working with you and we're willing to work with you again if you ever want to have the opportunity to give us...
No,
they didn't say
feelings.
This part. Hold on. This is the part I'm saying. You ever want to give us more money because we know you can breach the law again.
Yeah, no hard feelings. Give us our $1 million in cash.
And then we won't work with you again.
But they still prepared to work. They're professionals. We dropped the ball. We dropped the ball and they said because we dropped the ball, we got to pay for it.
Yeah,
I want to know the reason why we dropped the ball. See, I understand we dropped the ball, but someone needs to explain to me what happened that we now have to pay out $1 million?
And see, is it this, what has now become entrenched in the political culture, right? One of the biggest issues facing governments and political parties that seek to maintain governments is the inability of the government to move at the pace of the economy that it itself is growing. It's an ability to move at the pace of the world that it participates, partners and investors that it invites to its own country. And then you think you're going to do to them what you do to us, which is Suck teeth, Mr. Government. You could do what you want. You could bang your head against the wall all you want. We're not moving until we're ready to move. Now, you're faced with entities that have no regard for that petty proliferation of plantation politics. And they say, oh, you breached the contract, give us $1 million, and be ready to work with you again.
I have a plea here. I'm going to have you read it so we can give advice to them. Read that, Aaron, for me, please.
I am seeking assistance as I am being threatened with legal action by Booking.com and Airbnb due to a no-show guest. They were responsible for vetting the guests, yet now they are demanding that I pay for their loss. Despite my numerous attempts to inform them of the no-show correctly, they claim I did not, and now I am being harassed daily with calls to settle invoices. As these companies are the first point of contact with clients, they should have the necessary information filed to confirm my statements. Okay. Eugene DePuge Law School Legal Aid Clinic.
Hmm.
If you do not have a lawyer already, you're going to go to the Eugene DePuge Law School Legal Aid Clinic, and you are going to ask for advice. You also should, right, like, you're going to create a file with all of the receipts that you have, everything documented. When I say receipts, actual receipts and communications documented via email. And on the electronic platform you use to communicate with the larger company and your client, your guest, right? You're going to compile all of those in a file, and you're going to go to the Ministry of Tourism.
Mm.
And you're going to say, Ministry of Tourism, I am dealing with this issue with this company. I'm seeking my own lawyer. Can you assist with A, legal advice, B, procedural or policy advice, and C, referrals to lawyers who have a degree of experience in this space? That's what to do.
Yes, so hopefully that helped them right there. I see we had a caller there, and the caller hung up. If you call quickly, you get to squeeze in as we about, okay. Producer, pass this caller through quickly for me, please. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Yes, quickly, I don't feel as if our government should be able to end any non-disclosure agreements, man. That's crazy. You know what I mean? On top of that, too, like I've been saying, that cabinet, whatever goes on in cabinet shouldn't necessarily be private. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, we need to know what's going on. But these individuals were just regular people yesterday, and now they're in government, and now they have, you know, I mean, come on, that's crazy, man. You know what I mean? I mean, they work for us, and they civil servants, so anywhere in the world, their business could be personal among themselves, all right? So no more non-disclosure agreement. We need to cut that out. But I saw a story that was very interesting, and I think we, the Bahamian people, need to support this individual. I saw a story where this gentleman, he wanted to do some type of skydiving.
Shush! Thing. Shush! Boy, look here. Shush! Shush!
Okay, then. I can shush, then.
Shush. We ain't even talking about the legal matter. We're not even talking about the allegations of threats against the regulatory body. We're not talking about that. But that's not why I tell you to shush. Let me tell you why I tell you to shush. Which Bahamas you going to have a skydiving operation in? Which one? This one?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I mean, according to the gentleman, he seems to have everything, and he had everything that was going right, and he had his license. The individuals who are certified to do whatever else, I guess he has done his research to find out exactly
The police are not following the traffic controls. Okay? The police are not following the traffic controls. I just read this anecdotal story I get to do some research on, where an individual is indicating that a man on the Family Islands got sick. They called for emergency airlift. The plane came 7 hours after they made the call. Okay? I don't get it. Dear Bahamas, I don't know who you think you are or how old you think you are. But I remember what my Grammy told me, and it making sense now. You got to walk before you could run. You got to take care of the pennies before you could take care of the pounds. You got to be able to teach your children how to cross the road properly and drivers how to stop at pedestrian crossings properly before you could have any skydiving operation.
Like I said before, I don't know the details in it, but I mean, according to the gentleman who I saw, he had everything in place that he needed to have in place.
He have a hospital in place?
I mean, I don't know.
He have ambulances in place? He have the fire truck and the rescue, the safety rescue, rapid response vehicles and teams in place in case there's an incident?
I guess he has the necessary insurance and everything else, but my biggest issue with the whole thing was that it seems as if his plans were put on hold because there seems to be some foreign company.
I tell you, I don't want to talk about that part.
You see?
It's in the paper today, okay?
Yeah,
listen.
But my only issue is that he's a Bahamian, and if he's qualified to do anything, and if any Bahamian is qualified to do anything, and if they, and whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
I feel as if they should be able to do whatever it is that they want to do here.
Okay.
And
I appreciate that. Listen.
And if they are not allowed to do it, like
I got you. Pause. I got you. You're having this conversation in a country where the insurance providers said in response to the government's policy that marine charters must have local insurance. Everybody say, look here, y'all can't even enforce the rules on the road. And y'all want us to insure these by them in the water? And now you talking about in the sky, cousin? The same sky Flamingo Air and Cut Nailers fly in? Forget the legal issues. The question that we as Bahamians have to ask ourselves, are we prepared to live in the world, this world that we're trying to build? Skydiving. You can't even stop at stop sign and red light. Mr. Newry, we at the end of the hour. That was a thick, heavy story. We can continue.
Yes, we have to continue and find more details on it and lobby for the government to respond and give us detail on what went wrong. You cannot be paying out $1 million on Slack and we don't know what went wrong. Right?
Yeah.
Tell us the procedures, right? We didn't vex. It ain't like we get any vexed.
Tell us what went wrong so we can make our own assessment of your capacity to govern.
Yeah. And moving forward, like, is this deal in the water? Right? Is it that new energy in the family island, these family islands? Are we going with this business still? Are we going to entertain other entities? Like, where are we now in this situation? Can't just be silent, you know?
A new era of energy reform, sir. Sound like Alstom 2.0 to me.
Then you have to look at where the opposition, man. Where the opposition? Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com.